pretty girl who barely had reached four. And I'm not saying how many decades that was ago. I woke at midnight terrified to hear something big and banging, hidden, growling, crawling neath my bedroom floor. Then yelling out, 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 crazy out, out, out. My dad kept yelling or and or. I fled to Mom who comforted me. Yes, that was Dad. No, he was not crazy. He just had crawled underneath our small house to stop all the croaking by chasing frogs out. Dad did not have much success. Each time he almost reached a frog, it just hopped right or left. Dad did accomplish two things, though. Dad proved there was no hope chasing frogs, and he proved there was no soap to get ground and dirt out, out, out of his clothes. Ribbit, 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 those frogs kept croaking o'er and o'er. We all have some frogs in our life, our house, our church, our own selfish heart. No matter how we try, we're stuck sometimes with croaking frogs and ground and dirt. Yet God says in Galatians 3, verse 3, stop biting frogs yourself. Depend on God's Holy Spirit, 'cause you always need God's help. Verse 17 on, we have God's promise, covenant of hope that we belong to Christ, whose soap cleans all our sins out, out, out of our soul. When we do humbly ask His help. Some pride in our life, that's no excuse. We can choose to fight our frogs and dirt by telling God, I can't fight my frogs myself.